This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech, Decking and Railing. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Menely, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech, Decking and Railing. And boy, that was god-awful. I don't know how you describe that game, but for a while there, I thought Olin had it nailed, but the Bears, you know, dropped the two-point conversion. Wow. That was god-awful.
Yeah, it was just bad. You know, we had that embarrassment on Thanksgiving, and fortunately, this game was not prime time, but this is a different type of embarrassment. I mean, it's now time for the players to look in the mirror. You know, they're done blaming coaching, right? Yes. They got what they wanted done. Matt Eberflus is not there. We all heard him all week say, hey, it's better now that he's gone. It's basically what they said. Well, now it's time to look at yourself, because that was an embarrassment. That was an embarrassment of play for players. Obviously, the coaches got out coached. You have a backup DC, backup offensive coordinator going against Shanahan and Nick Sorensen and Brandon Staley over there, and they got pantsed. They got out-coached bad, especially in the first half. When you see those stats of 300-plus yards to 4 yards, that's embarrassing. So it's just bad how bad this problem is. But the thing is, to me now, of all the coaches or all the players been complaining about the coaches, it's time for them to look in the mirror and think about themselves and figure it out.
Yeah, it's well said, Pat. And we went into the game, you know, thinking like the 49ers had a huge advantage on their coaching staff, right? And how were they going to overcome it? If the NFL is what we think it is, then we know that, you know, energy and a bump and playing harder, those things don't win a lot of football games in the NFL, right? Talent and elite coaching usually wins. And when you have a guy like Kyle Shanahan, you better show up with a game plan, right? And their defense coordinator, Sorensen, did a great job, too, with those complex zones he was showing Caleb in the first half and the offense. And Thomas Brown, and you move Thomas Brown from OC to head coach and give him more duties. It's hard enough to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL. And everybody up there at Halas Hall acting like, man, everything's going to be all right now. It was crazy to me all week, right? And that's why when you guys asked me what I thought the score was going to be, I said 31-14. And I was off by 1.7, right? Because, look, I mean, all you got to do is look at them. Look at who they're going against. Look at who they're going to play. We asked the 49ers radio guy, like, you're telling me they're decimated, but when I look at this roster, the talent still matches up with the Bears, right?
Yeah.
So it's just eventually someone, like you're saying, Pat, you know, pregame we said they're like Neo from the Matrix, the way they avoid responsibility, right, the players for the Bears. There is film, right? When the players are talking, I'm wondering if they are really watching the film. Are they really are the coaches really telling them, look, this is your responsibility. This is really what you have to do there, right? Like we're saying, okay, Eberflus got fired for game management, and no one would argue that with his record, his game management. But, Pat, at the end of the game, I mean, I watched the Bears' extra point today. Guess what the left side of the line did on the field goal?
Yep.
They got run over.
Yep.
Again.
Yep.
Right? Again, they have not fixed that. They have not fixed that. Cole Kmet drops a pass, right? It's just DJ Moore drops a pass. A lot of guys doing the talking are not making the plays that need to be made to win football games. So, like you're saying, eventually, I don't even know, guys, like, even if the players take blame now, I don't know what that does. Right? I don't know what that does. You have the same guys in the building.
Yeah, and they just got to play better. I mean, I'll give you another example. Tremaine Edmonds gets beat by Kittle, right? And he kind of loafs after him going into the red zone. There was another play, I think it was the last touchdown, where they walked in. The wide receiver, Chris Connolly, is washing him down on the goal line. And I'm like, that shouldn't be happening. A wide receiver should not be taking your 6'5", 265-pound middle linebacker and getting you washed down in the goal line. I think a little bit it was schemed up. I think Kyle Shanahan had a nice little scheme where he got him on the side, but there's just things like that that you see that, guys, you got to pick up your play. You're getting paid a lot of money to be the stars of this team. You're a captain, all that kind of stuff. And that's why I'm saying that the players got to look in the mirror. And, you're right. I just think they're so far stuck in whatever they're in right now that what is that going to do? I don't know. But I would love to hear them personally take responsibility of their play and say, yes, that's embarrassing. That's not good enough. Instead of saying, well, you know, if coach would have made a better call, yes, all that's true. But really, it's down to these players right now. They need to, for these next four games, really look at themselves and say, okay, what can we do to not go out there and embarrass ourselves? That's what they've been doing. They've gone out there and embarrassed themselves at the end of the games, and especially this one with their play.
Yeah, I heard they got Eberflus on the cell phone so they could all scream at him after this game. You know,
oh, man.
It's just when you listen to these guys talk, Mully, you got to, like, wow. Actually, like, Pat will probably say this too. I don't want to speak for him, so I'll speak for myself. We actually pull back on the radio, right? We actually don't say everything we really think about the things we hear coming out of Halas Hall, about the things that are said on the podium by coaches and players. I heard too many coaches this week talking about, we talked about the problems that we had and we're going to fix those. And it was just too much, you know, Thomas Brown, not against him, obviously. I mean, he's in a tough spot. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got to clean up this mess. But, you know, Pat, when he said, look, good coaches, you know, they stay, bad coaches are gone, and great coaches get promoted. Like you don't realize you're talking about Eberflus and yourself then, I guess, when you say that.
Right.
It's just when I hear these things, I can almost guarantee a loss for a team because in my mind, you have no self-awareness of what you're actually saying, of what's actually going on in the building. Here's the thing, Mully and Pat, when people talk about why do people keep saying put a football guy in the building? Right, put a football guy to oversee some of the things that are going on. Because when you're talking about, Pat, when you're talking about Tremaine Edmonds, the football guy who knows what's going on would put that film on and ask Ryan Poles, what did you see when you gave this guy $70 million and you let Roquan go?
Yep.
Right? What did you see in Nate Davis? Right? Who the rumor is now he walked away from the team against the Patriots. Yep. Right? What did you see in him? Like, someone has to ask the questions that actually understands what they see on film, and that's what Halas Hall is missing. The self-awareness of what is actually going on in the building, on the football field, with your football team, they do not have it up there. And we can say it over and over again, until they get sick of it, it does not matter.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, the opening of the game was absolutely abysmal. The first half, you had more punts than yards, if that's humanly possible. They said
it was the same first half as last week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Only, and they, I guess they're a second half team, but, you know, you can't fault. They were down 16-0 at halftime last week. They were down 24-0 this way. I mean, I don't know. I guess. I just don't know how you start that poorly. Where is this coach bounce that everybody was talking about?
I got a question for you guys. Is this good coaching that they play so poorly in the first half that they have to come out and prevent defense for the second half and then Caleb can go out there and sling it around? Is that what they're trying to do? I'm just joking. But yeah, that's it's been that bad, right? Wow. Like, they changed the defensive game plan in the second half because they're down by so much.
Mully, it's what we were worried about going into the game, right?
Yes.
Because if you watch the film, you saw Coach Eberflus making play calls in the red zone, putting his guys in position to make plays, right? And to be honest, today it looked like they weren't matching their coverage with the call up front, and Kyle Shanahan was out guessing Eric Washington today. And look, like we talked about going into the game, you're talking about a top two or three play caller in the whole NFL, man. I mean, what a time to get your opportunity, right? What a time to get your shot going against a guy who needs to win to keep his team in the playoffs. And you saw it today. You saw them making plays.
Well, I love George Kittle because he's a Bears fan. He grew up in Iowa. His old man was a Bears fan. He's always talking about it. I get a kick out of that guy. I don't understand why you left him in zone coverage the entire bloody game. It seemed like every time he caught the ball, he was kind of ready to put his head down and run for another 10 yards. There was no one in the same area code in some of those. The zip code was different for the defender versus the tight end. I don't know that made an ounce of sense to me.
Yeah, well, those tight end screens are pretty elite play calls, too. You know what I mean? Those are plays you really can't double, right? That's just kind of schemed up and putting him in the spot that he's just going to get the ball. And he's one of those players that's just a difference maker when he's on the field, no matter if he's double teamed or not. You just scheme up plays where you get the ball in his hand, 1 yard down the field, 2 yards down the field, he's still going to do something. And that's credit to, you know, obviously John Lynch or whoever drafted him there to get that player and develop him, but also Kyle Shanahan scheming that stuff up, because that's just – It's unfair, but when you have a player like that, that's just great coaching to put him in a position to be able to do what he can to max his skill out. It's kind of impressive what Kyle's doing.
Yeah, he recognized really early how aggressive the Bears were, right, Pat? And
yes,
you're talking about that screen earlier on the first drive to Kittle, and they brought Kyler Gordon on the blitz.
Yep.
The running back picks him up. The Bears are really aggressive trying to stop the run. And then, like you know, the linebackers – when they're aggressive against the run, they run up to stop the run, and they turn and run to cover the pass in zone, and perfect play call by Kyle Shanahan and execution, hitting Kittle there. But, you know, that's what you thought going into the game. That's what you thought if you're a longtime observer of the NFL, when you heard everybody saying, man, you know, the Bears are moving in a different direction, and they got these new coaches, and they all feel so much better about the way they feel in the building. I've never seen that win football games in the NFL, man. I never have. I've seen a good game plan and good football players that go out there and have been preparing since maybe March or April for football games in December. I've seen that win football games. I really have, man. But the whole, like, we talk to each other and we all get along and we're going to play harder and we love what he says and we love what this guy does. I've never seen that win in the NFL. I just haven't. As long as I've followed it, as long as I've played, the better players and the better coaches always win in the NFL.
Yep.
You know, the losing streak for the Niners was at three games. And in those three games, they had, I believe it was seven explosive plays. They had seven, which are plays of 20 or more yards. They had seven by halftime. Mm-hmm. Like, it just felt like they could do anything that they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mully, it was funny. I started writing down all those stats, and then I just quit.
Yeah.
I got tired because I'm not watching the game. If I'm writing down those stats to try to follow them, I got screw it. I'm just going to watch the game. But you're right. I mean, it was just an embarrassment in the first half, and they just got out-coached, got out-plays. I mean, that's exactly what it is. When you see that stat, when they show that on Fox, 314 yards or whatever, 300 whatever yards to
319 to 4. Yeah.
I mean, that's like a high school team, you know, in your top high school team going against a starter feeder school or something, and you don't have that in the NFL. Like, that's something you look at as a player when you get in the bus. Oh, and, you know, we'd always get in the bus, you get your the stat sheets, you know, always look and see what everybody had and what's going on, and that one you just – you know, as you're playing, you probably don't know it, but you get on the bus afterwards, you're just shaking your head. Like, you knew it was bad, but when you read that, you didn't know it was that bad. And that's just, man, that's not good.
I remember we played the Eagles in 2000, and would have been the 2002 playoffs, right? It was the 2001 season. We were 13-3. And we went to that game, and I thought to myself, I feel like they know exactly what we're doing, right? I thought like they just on the field, it felt like you didn't have much of a chance, Pat, right? It just felt like these guys are very good. And years later, and anybody can look this up, 2001, you take a look at that defensive coaching staff and how stacked they were. The Philadelphia Eagles with Jim Johnson calling plays and Ron Rivera and Sean McDermott and just Leslie Frazier. They were just guy coach after coach, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like watching the Bears when the Bears had Lovey and Rob Marinelli and all these good, really good coaches. You're kind of watching that today with Kyle Shanahan, right? He's just a step ahead. And that's why I'll continue to say that, you know, what do you think the score of this game is going to be, Olin? Well, 31-14, right? That's what I think the score is going to be just because they have a better coaching staff, right? They have guys like Brandon Staley putting together that third down package that Caleb was looking at today, that zone, right? That zone. I mean, even I was like, where the hell do you throw that ball? Right? Where the hell are you going to throw that ball?
Right.
They never, you know, I thought Vilma did a good job talking about how Thomas Brown didn't commit to the run early, right? Because the 49ers was just dropping back into their deep zone, two deep safeties, and they weren't giving them anything. They were just giving them all the underneath stuff, even when they want to take a shot. So just, you know, a game like that, the one thing you can hope if you're a Chicago fan is that our young coaching staff, and like Pat is saying, the players take some responsibility. Our young coaching staff learns a little bit from that game and gets better and better as we go here. But obviously, this team, man, as we know, Pat and Mully, watching the film, studying them all year, as we know, this team, your only problem wasn't Coach Eberflus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right. We've got to take a timeout. 312-644-6767. That is the telephone number. You're listening to the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
For down and two, Williams down.
And these are times where Caleb Williams, I understand he wants to protect the football, But these are times where he has to let that big arm go. There's Keenan Williams. You have Rome Odunze. Everyone is one-on-one. It's great coverage. Don't get me wrong. But he has a special arm talent that he can go and zip that ball in there. And I'm okay with him trying to force it, right? You're down 24-0. There's nothing wrong with forcing the issue right now.
Oh, yes, indeed. The Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. And that was one of the many sacks that that Caleb Williams suffered in the game. I think that he was sacked, what, three of the four third downs in the first half? And I lost count. He's been sacked 53 or 4 or 7, I don't know. And they actually brought in the backup quarterback to hand off the ball at the end. So they didn't get to sack him late.
You know what annoyed me the most? How many times did Kenny Albert remind us that the Bears started the season 4-2?
Oh, my God.
He kept saying that. I'm like, yeah, I know. Stop, man. This is 7 games in a row. Stop. Stop saying that. We all know that as Bears fans. I was like, you're rubbing it in. Yes, it's bad right now. Please stop saying we were 4-2.
Yeah, and I was looking for Keenan Williams. I don't know who that was. You know, but to Vilma's point, and what he was trying to say there was, a lot of times in the first half, Caleb won't throw that ball out there that he'll throw in the second half, right? He won't test him over the middle. He won't test the sideline past 15 yards. I mean, at some point, you got to give those receivers who are making so much money in the first 3 or 4 drives, give them a chance to make the play, right? Give them a chance to go up there. High point of ball, Rome Odunze, good catch in the end zone, great throw, right? Things like that you want to try to unlock in the first half. Right. If Thomas Brown and Coach Beatty and Kerry Joseph are going to try to do anything here with the remaining games, get this offense going somehow in the first half. You know, it's been too many. It's been all year like this.
Mm-hmm. And it's not vertical enough. You know what I mean? Like, Olin, you're talking, taking shots. Just have them have a go route and say, all right, we're going to have one in the first two series. We're just throwing it up to whoever it is, whoever you scheme up, you think the mismatch is for that game. Give them a shot, give them a chance, and just say, hey, rip it. No matter what, just give it a, you know, just let it go. And we haven't seen that. You just see a lot of the underneath stuff. And, yeah, he does look tentative in the first half. But I would like the coach just to say, listen, here's the play call. I want the ball to go here. No matter what, unless, you know, they something completely has it covered. But just give it a rip. Give it a go.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried to rip that. I know what probably happens a lot of times for a young guy is, you remember the one he tried to rip to Keenan Allen, and I think the linebacker, 53D Winners, went right through his hands, right? And I think that, I know, but that's the kind of stuff where coaching comes in. And you know, like I said, they were getting out guests in the first half, right? They were going play action on first down, and the – the 49ers were just in too deep safety. I mean, they were just playing deep coverage and looking for the pass. So, you know, Vilma was doing a nice job saying, man, you got to go to the run a little bit more the way the 49ers are playing defense. So, you know, but I'm with you, Pat. Every once in a while, man, if you do have one-on-one, even if it looks like Keenan Allen or DJ Moore are covered, throw them the ball.
Yep.
All right, we got a lot of people who want to check in. 312-644-6767. We'll start with Steven. He's in Detroit, of all places. Hey, Steven.
Hi, guys. I was just so flabbergasted by this team. You know, they talk a lot. Let's be honest here. Yep. They talk a good game, but they fail to back it up against the 49ers. And I was one of those, you know, maybe stupid idiot who thought that this team was going to show up and play with more energy and effort after, you know, the completely trashed Eberflus for weeks. And by the way, I'm not saying that the Eberflus should have been fired. I think he finally gave no reasons for all of us to keep him any further with the bad clock management and the defense regressing, but I think it's safe to say that you know, Thomas Brown candidacy for the head coach quickly ended. The glaring talent deficiency against the 49ers, which had Christian McCaffrey, Nick Bosa, and host of other Trent Williams and so many other players that were out, which obviously gave the Bears some hope for winning today, but it was just a night and day. And I think it's time to say that, you know, maybe Ryan Poles should not be kept any longer. I know Warren, you know, gave him a vote of confidence, but today's game is not a good sign for Poles leading the head coaching search. And then, you know, the trenches on both sides getting completely outplayed and outmuscled by, you know, the second and third stringers on that side of the 49ers. So I think maybe it's time we need to start putting more onus on Ryan Poles and the entire team for talking so much, and yet they failed to show up for Thomas Brown.
Thanks, Stephen. Yeah, Pat, I think you texted during the game that you were kind of a mock text, like if Nick Bosa, Trent Williams,
yes,
Ayuk, and, you know, if they were there, it could have gotten ugly. I mean, I laughed aloud at that one because, yeah, it was pretty ugly without them.
Well, that, you know, Olin, you were 100% obviously right about your score and what it was going to be, but I was hopeful, a little bit hopeful, mm-hmm, just with those stars out, with Trent Williams out,
yes,
with Nick Bosa out, with Ayuk out, both running backs out. I'm like, okay. But, yeah, they have talent still on that roster and obviously showed, but I'm like, okay, maybe the Bears can compete a little bit more. They can make it a closer game, and obviously they couldn't. And I do wonder what it would have been like if those guys were playing in that first half. Could it be any worse than that? Like, how does it get worse than 319-4? Like, I don't understand that. Maybe they don't kick the field goal, and when they're in the red zone, they score that and they're up 28-0.
Mm-hmm. It's just when you watch this, that's what I'm saying about – you know, obviously, Pat, in the NFL, any week, anything can happen. Anybody mm-hmm. can win. We all know that, right? Takeaways and turnovers and all those things. But that's what I'm saying about with the Bears, about with Ryan Poles, about what Steven is saying is, like, if there's someone there really know how to look at the film and just say, look, man, this is what's really going on with our football team. Mm-hmm. This is where we really are. And why are we here? You know, why are we in the position we're in? And can we really compete with teams, even when they have all these guys out? Because when you watch the Bears film, and everybody got after Eberflus, and so did I, because of his game management. But when you watch their film, guys, for the last 4 or 5 weeks, what's kept them in the game is Eberflus' play calling in the red zone.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to explain to people, right? Like you, they're the number one red zone defense in the NFL. That was the difference today, right? The Detroit Lions did the same things to the Bears, guys. The Bears just kept them out of the end zone.
Yep.
Right? The difference today was the 49ers scored touchdowns. That was the difference. That's why it was a blowout. A lot of the Bears games this year, if the team would have scored touchdowns early on, the Commanders, if
yes,
the Commanders
right.
would have scored touchdowns, right. it would have been a blowout.
Right.
Right. So that when you really watch your film and you watch Eberflus match wits with Cliff Kingsbury, and the Detroit Lions OC, right? You say to yourself, man, this guy, for all his flaws, he does call at one hell of a game mm-hmm. from the D corner. And I think everyone said that, right? But that's what I'm saying about did the Bears know that? I don't know, Pat. I don't think they
right,
did.
Right,
They did know that.
Right.
I don't think Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren know that. And I think that's a problem, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, which side of the ball was worse, ultimately? Because the first half, obviously, the offense was a complete disaster, and maybe that added to problems on defense. But the 4 yards of offense are apparently the fewest in a first half in this millennium. You'd have to go back at least 24 years.
That's saying
years.
Something with the Bears, man. That is saying
wow,
something.
Wow. That's true.
I have played
how about this
some
one?
Bad offenses.
Olin. The 4 yards of offense, the fewest for a Bears team in the first half since at least 1991. So mm-hmm. you guys were never that bad. You never had a half that bad.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Olin.
No, no, go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say the best play that happened for the Bears in the first half was the Ricky Pearsall holding call.
Mm-hmm.
They got 10 yards negative on their offense and, I guess, 10 yards positive for the Bears defense. I mean, honestly, that was the best play mm-hmm. of the entire first half for the Bears on either side of the ball.
And when you guys go back and watch this game, there's a 3rd and 10 on there on the second drive. And there's like 4 receivers. After 3 seconds after they snap the ball, it's the first sack the 49ers had. And there's, you know, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Romo Dunze, and Cole Kmet are all within 5 or 6 yards of
yeah.
each other, standing right by
yeah.
each other. Right? It's amazing to me. And the only thing I'll say to Beatty, who was on the stage this week and said, you know, Keenan Allen's my de facto coach. That doesn't work. Again, that stuff, all sounds cute when you're saying it on the podium. But we have to go back to what actually works, what actually wins games in the NFL, right? And it sounds like you're taking a shot at Thomas Brown, and you're not, man. The guy's probably, he's one hell of a football coach. Yeah. He's doing the best of what he's got. But aura doesn't win football games.
Right.
It just doesn't. It just doesn't in the NFL. People are too good at what they do. Kyle Shanahan, standing across the way, guys, may be the best play caller in the world. Right? Yep. And we're going into the game saying we're going to win because now we have guys who like what the guy is saying in front of the room. I mean, to me, it's absolute nonsense. It really is.
It's sad when we're celebrating press conferences.
Right.
And we've done this for a few years now. When it starts going this way and it gets kind of, you know, down with the losses and stuff, Olin, when I signed up to do this and work with you and talk about the Bears games, I wanted to break down Bears games. I wanted to watch more tape of other teams. I feel like I watch more press conferences and listen to press conferences and break them down than I do tape. And it's aggravating. Like, I love football. I love watching tape, sitting in front of my iPad and breaking down games. But I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, who's talking on Wednesday? All right, coordinator Thursday. Let's hear what coach has to say on Friday. I don't care. We should not be talking about that. We should be talking about the great play of Caleb, the addition of Keenan Allen, Montez Sweat having two sacks, us winning by whatever, Torrey Taylor having a game-winning punt at the end of a game, just everything across the thing. Cairo Santos hitting a game-winning kick to Darnell Wright was dominating if they played Nick Bosa. That's what I wanted to be talking about. That's what I love watching and breaking down. But now we're breaking down press conferences, man. It's aggravating. And that's what the Bears have put us in position to do now. We talk about the week of the press conference instead of the matchups we're looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, it's well said. And you go all the way back to the Commanders game, and we talked about a lot about how their leaders in the building, they all failed at that moment, right? No one stood up and said, look, man, I have to be better there. We have to be better there. I did that wrong. I did this. Everybody failed. And you know, the players coming out and saying, well, I wish you would have took a timeout. I wish we would have done this. I wish we would have guarded the sideline. Quiet. Just go to work, right? You don't realize what this is going to do to your football team. Mm-hmm. And it has. And we've made this argument before. If you look at their captains, how much winning seasons they've had, well, they have a problem there, right? They have a problem. We talk about learning how to win football games. What actually wins in NFL? What are you actually putting on film? What are the 49ers actually going to do to you today? What do you actually have to do to win games, right? Listen, you can't blow up in a locker room, right? You can't say a bunch of stuff in the locker room. You don't blow up at the head coach.
Yep.
Just don't.
No, you don't.
If you have to talk to the head coach, you go to him man-to-man in his office. You don't blow up at the head coach. If you got something to say, you say it to him because you undermine your whole football team when you do that. And everyone acting like it was a great thing. Everyone acting like that was a good thing. A player blowing up at a head coach. They don't know what wins in the NFL. They have no idea.
Yes. The coaches earned that respect. You do not do that. Because you could really just, like you just said, he just earned that respect. If I would have saw that, I'd be like, what the heck are you doing? Like, I don't care. I mean, Jalen, you're a great player and all that, but you and I understand you're boiling and it's been a long time since you've won, but you just don't do that to a head coach, even if you don't respect him, because he has earned that respect in that building. He has worked his way up to be an NFL head coach, and that is something, like you said it perfectly, Lillian. You say it Monday. You take him to his office. Hey, coach, let me talk. Call the assistant, say, hey, can I have coach for 5 minutes? And I just need to get something off my chest. And that's something you just don't do in front of the team. That's well said, Olin.
Yeah, it just tells me the players there, Pat. It tells me they don't have the guts to say it when it's really time to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When it's really time to say it, when it's just you and him face to face in an office.
Right.
You like screaming in front of everybody, right? He's like, oh, like to me, man, with all the cameras and everyone there, now you're just doing it for the show. Right? Now you're just doing it so everyone knows you did it. Right? If you're really sick of losing, Pat, you can't sleep Sunday night after you lose. You cannot.
Nope.
Right. You can't sleep. So you wait. You show up at Halas Hall. I've done this before. Like, I'm so sick of something. I can't sleep. I show up at Halas Hall Monday morning. I want to see somebody. I want to talk to them about what the hell is going on.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, maybe you know, you don't have to cut anyone, but maybe take away some of the captaincies, right? How many captains do you really need? It's just insane. We got to get to a break.
Molly, that's awesome. We're thinking about who we're going to fire. We're going to fire captains.
Well, everyone wants
Molly.
Someone fired.
Yes.
Just, you don't have to fire them. Just strip them of that seat.
Nah, fire them from captainship. You're fired.
Just walk up, have them stand in front of you and just rip it off.
Rip the seat off. Oh, my goodness.
Have it. No, they have to turn it. They have to turn it in on the coach's desk like they did it, like Rudy, right? You know, Rudy, the coach. The players turn the jersey in, but you have to call the kid and say, I want that C on my desk Monday morning.
Pat, I was just thinking with my arthritic fingers, I couldn't rip that C off. I'd be so disappointed in myself when I went to rip it. And then my elbow went bad. I had my stinger in my neck. And I was like, man, if I was young, I'd rip that C off.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's beautiful. All right, we'll be right back. 312-644-6767. It's the Great Clips Postgame Show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and Timber Tech. Decking and railing on the score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.